A recent report from the Governor's Waste, Fraud, and Abuse Elimination Task Force tallies the corrections cost savings. DOC Administrator Dennis Hsu says the end of collective bargaining for correctional officers made it possible for the department to distribute overtime assignments across pay grades, instead of having to abide by union contracts that allowed officers with the most seniority and highest pay to work more overtime.
So instead of always paying premium overtime to the most expensive people, it should, if the security officers accept overtime relatively evenly across all seniorities, that should pull down our costs to a mid-level.
But there's a downside to the $2 million savings this has made possible, according to Marty Beal, the director of the State Employees Union. Beal says spreading overtime across pay grades also often means less experienced officers are filling posts in dangerous cell blocks.
Instead of having the experienced, older, more senior officers working the overtime, they bring in the guy with 7 months seniority who has absolutely no idea, probably never worked in that housing unit before, let alone hasn't even worked a year in a correctional facility. So it creates a dangerous environment.
There aren't any statistics yet on whether there's been an increase in violence or discipline problems since the new overtime system's been in place. And the DOC's Dennis Hsu says the $2 million savings won't necessarily translate to a decrease in the DOC's $1 billion budget. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.